Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage.
7:15, that song means it's time for Joe and Cindy Farini to join us for their weekly My Marriage Matters segment. This time we've got a fiancé with a big question. Thanks for coming back, you two. Really appreciate it.
Well, good morning. How are you?
Doing great, man. Now, did you and Cindy ever have this issue where one of you struggled with your own parents, or is that too personal?
Well, actually, we have both had a great set of parents here. And if I can say something, Cindy's not connected to the phone, so you need to get her connected here. But for us personally, we're very blessed to have two great set of parents that were phenomenal for us. But I can tell you that we have met many situations like this, and I can tell you this is a huge red flag waving at me right now when I hear scenarios like this. And the number one thing that we need to do is to make sure we get all of our facts together and find out for yourself, you know, if what he's saying is true, and you know, get to know his parents better. You know, is there any truth to what he's saying about his parents? And then develop your own opinion about the parents. This is one of those situations, Brian, I would definitely not sweep this one under the rug, because as you pick up that rug, you might find out some other things that maybe he's not telling the truth about. And so, you know, if you find out that they really are really nice people, and that the fiancé is truly lying or developing a false narrative about his parents, then beyond that, he is basically gossiping to you. And I can tell you, a principle that I have taught my kids, principles I have teach people, is that if someone gossips to you about someone else, it won't be long before they gossip about you to someone else.
Yeah.
And so I've learned the hard way that this affects all kinds of marriages, not just marriage relationships, but business and ministry as well. And so you don't want to enter in, you don't want to marry somebody who already has characteristics like this. In fact, you know, a great scripture verse that I would give you is actually taken from Proverbs 20, verse 19. If I can just read that to you, it goes like this. He says, "He who goes about as a slanderer reveals secrets. Therefore, do not associate with the gossip." And I think it's so cool that God would put the next verse in there as it relates to our question for today. And that is, "He who curses his father or his mother, his lamp will go out in time of darkness." And I'm not sure what that last part means, but it can't be good.
True.
Go ahead.
Well, I have to ask this, though, because, I mean, if we're going to talk about developing intimacy in marriage in every sense of the word, I mean, shouldn't the safest place ever in your entire life to be able to share some of your personal concerns with a family member be your spouse? So how do we know whether or not we're sharing in an intimate moment, talking about struggles with parents, or gossiping? What's the difference?
Yeah, I think that's a great thought there, Brian. And I feel like there's probably more to this situation than is just in the question. And I think, yes, I think this engaged couple should really have a good conversation, intimate conversation about what does this really mean? You know, was there abuse in his background? Was there something, you know, was it maybe an alcoholic parent, or, you know, maybe she's not getting the full picture and there's hurt, you know, there was hurt to him in some way. I guess what we need to do is either validate his words or recognize that he isn't telling the truth. And I guess I would be concerned too, like, what is he saying about me if this is what he's saying about his parents, who seem like decent people? So there's an aspect here with, like, what you just said, that we have to kind of take it back and say, so where is this coming from and what does it mean? And maybe even for the couple to, once they have sort of a handle on what they think they're talking about, go to the parents if there's an appropriateness to that. But not knowing all the details, it would be kind of hard to know how to respond to that.
Yeah, and you know, one of my initial thoughts when I heard this too was like, if I start talking like that about my parents and it's unfounded, the first thing Sarah's going to do is be like, "Brian, what are you saying? I know your parents. You shouldn't be saying this."
And so
is there some concern here at all that she wouldn't have even felt comfortable to say something to him yet?
That's a good point. I think there is. And, you know, I think at the point of engagement, I think you take off, you know, all of the best of who you are. You've become who you are. They have seen you in your best. They have seen you in your worst in terms of, have you gotten angry? Have you gotten upset? Have you gotten frustrated? Have you been bothered by things? And all of those things should be then topics of conversation, so that you have, you go into marriage with a level of intimacy in your conversation that takes you into a marriage where you should just be able to talk about anything. And so I do feel like there's some aspect here that isn't as open as it should be. And that's where I think they need to go. Like, how do you open this up? And so it has to be conversation between the two of them, for sure, and kind of figuring out what that means. I guess when I read this, my first thought was, you know, either this young man is hurting or he's not telling the truth. Either one of those are not good. So yeah. somehow you have to find out what's the reality there.
What can we do as married couples to cultivate this total openness that's needed to grow close together, where one wouldn't even hesitate to talk about this with their spouse? Because, you know, I mean, they went to you before they went to their spouse. So how can we cultivate a relationship where we just go right to each other?
Well, that's a great question. And I think, of course, the ultimate goal in any kind of communication relationship is to get transparent with one another. And apparently that transparency does not exist in this relationship at this point, because, as you just said, she's coming to us before she went to her fiancé. And so there are some major flaws in this relationship at this point. And so I think the openness has to be approached. But I think, as I said before, Brian, I think one of the bigger underlying issue here is that this guy might have a tendency to be a slanderer and a gossiper about people in general. And that just, I just found it to be incredible, hurtful. And I think that's one of the greatest sins in the church today.
Oh, yeah.
Is that people tend to be gossipers. And I think that's very destructive to any type of relationship.
So then is this a deal breaker for him, for her, if he really is a gossip at this level?
It would be for me personally.
Yes. I think, you know, I think there's what we would probably say is, when we all have sin, we've all said things we shouldn't have. We've probably all shared something that's gossipy in nature. The question becomes, is this what this person does all the time? And if this is what they do all the time, they are not working on their sin. And so that's what I would want to see. I would want to see him working on this aspect of his sin nature and being willing to hear it from his fiance that there's a problem here. Because, you know, we want to validate what people are saying, but if there's something behind it, you know, are his parents manipulative? Are they a mean-spirited kind of people? Because some of those things can be very well hidden mm-hmm. when you are just meeting people. But there's that undercurrent of whether it be gossip, manipulation, that maybe this man has lived with for all of his life, and he sees it. And what then is going to happen as you go into marriage with that? And I feel like she should be able to express her frustration with what he's saying, but definitely to say, but I want to know more about this, because I want to marry you, but I want to make sure too that I understand what I'm getting myself into. Because, you know, you do marry into the family, and if people have manipulation and other kinds of sin nature types of things that you become a part of, that becomes very difficult to navigate.
Absolutely. It's 7:24. I hate to say it, time flies when you're having fun. We got to scoot, but this is a really important topic to discuss.
Yeah, this was good.
And if folks want to learn more from you or get more connected, how do they do that?
Well, the best way would be at our website if they want to email us, and that's either joeferrini.com or cindyferrini.com. And certainly we would love to have people come on Facebook to My Marriage Matters. If you would be so kind as to like that page in the mornings at 9 o'clock, we post a little something to talk about, think about, do within your marriage, so that we keep those marriages fresh. And so we thank you for that opportunity to share that today.
Yeah, thanks again for your ongoing partnership on the show. We look forward to talking to you next week, same time.